You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
HoloNet, welcome to the Scum and Villainy Podcast. I'm your host, Richard White, better known as Kelvin Tiberius, Galactic Pirate Lord, and somewhat feared. Now, we'll kind of get into that in a little bit. Joining me today is Blair Bunky, better known as Scruffy the Ship's Janitor. What's up, Blair?
What up, champ?
And then also joining me today is Tyler Tippett, Starslinger 72, Hero of the Empire, and Ship's Cook. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on? It's been a sad, salty week.
I would say I feel lonely, but considering how many friends I have, I guess isn't lonely. Anyways, we're gonna get into our main topic, which is FFG worlds and sort of a kerfluffle. Is it kerfuffle or kerfluffle? I can't remember
that saying, so I'm not sure.
I thought it was kerfluffle.
All right, we're going to go with kerfluffle. Hopefully,
I like things getting fluffed, so yeah, let's go with fluffle.
Yeah, so it was a kerfluffle with the signups, and we'll jump into that, but it seems like a lot of people didn't make it in this year. But that's going to be our main topic. Before that, we are going to get into the booty section. We had a couple of tournaments. Guys, I went to a tournament, and I actually won.
Seems good.
What?
Yeah, honest to God, I won a tournament. Like, I cannot believe that ever happened. Like, but yeah, I won a tournament with Woodchipper.
Nice, nice.
Kansas City didn't get a regional, as I complained about several episodes ago. And instead, John Reinick, who normally runs the Kansas City Regional, decided he would run the Mocan State Fair as, like, a regional prep and buy a bunch of prize support and... He always runs a good tournament. So it had a pretty good turnout. It had 28, it was a 28 person tournament, which is, you know, it's store champ size.
Yeah.
And,
well, maybe it's store champ for Kansas City. It's not really store champ for Chicago, but continue.
Anyways, so,
but Tyler, you only go to one store champ in Chicago as well. So come on.
It's true. Brother.
I played the Woodchipper. I ended up playing, four different players that had either made the cut at Worlds or won a regional. And, I mean, I ended up winning it. I saw a bunch of, meta shit. And I don't know, it was a Woodchipper. Now, I now officially believe, I guess is my point. I played regional competition, won a tournament. I went, I think, 5-2 on the day. And I now officially believe in the Woodchipper. There's even someone who watched me play it, who's flying it at Omaha this upcoming week, and he's better than I am. So of course he's going to do better in the actual regional than me. But still, I actually feel hopeful. And you know, this is like the pride before the fall. But God damn it, guys, it feels good to win something again. It's been since like 2014 since I won a tournament.
So, Ricky, you know what this means now, that you've ascended into the next tier of skill, because you had said you were going to fly Ghost Fend for one regional and Woodchipper for the other one. Now you got to bring Woodchipper to both and prove your worth, man.
Yeah, so I'm basically just killing my regionals chances because I did good with this one list.
Because you don't need Ghost Fend now. You're good enough to win with Woodchipper, so you got to bring that the whole time.
All right, so here's something that I found. Like, so the current meta, generally things aren't exactly super difficult to lock down and shoot. And other than, say, Pal Paces is a little bit difficult to lock down, but Quick Draw is not really. And the Lamb does not really. And if you get lucky with the Inquisitor, you can kill the Inquisitor in a round. The one thing, so everything's killable, especially with 16 attack dice. Off the top of my head, these are the, ships that I one rounded at that tournament. Inquisitor twice, I run rounded a stress Ezra. I one rounded a backdraft, Rebel Finn, Scum Finn. I mean, just everything dies when you're tossing a ton of attack dice and you're a little lucky. So I think that there's something at least there. I don't know if it's good or super good, but I mean, I just flew it because it's easy to play. And if it's something's easy to play, just for me, I should just do that.
Well, plus it's kind of in your wheelhouse too.
Yeah. It's a jousting list, right? So easy is wrong to say. It's easy for me to fly because all I need to do is try and, you know, mentally get you to go down some easy lanes, be predictable, and then I just can just rule of 11 and kill you. But a lot of people don't remember that. Anyway, so my stuff is boring. I won some cool stuff. I did win some booty. I have a plaque that I am mildly certain has Play-Doh X-Wings on it. And says Mocan State Fair first place. I got a set of acrylic templates and range rulers by Andrew Knuckles Company. What's the company that Knuckles runs?
Curled Paw Acrylic.
Yeah. So, and he had a set of conditions that he made for the first and second place winner. Placers, and those are really cool. So I don't know. It's weird, guys. I don't even know how to feel. I won a tournament and I am personally very stoked. And I feel mildly confident going into Omaha. Tyler, are you going to go to that?
No, I'm not.
Come on, man.
Today was the day where I was just like, nah, I don't.
Come on, boo.
We'll get into it.
Boo. All right. Boo.
You could win your seat to Worlds, Tyler.
I mean, I could, but at this point, it's like I was already betrayed. So whatever. Like I don't. Yeah.
You're not gonna try to go out of spite.
All right. So
well, I mean, I will be at Worlds out of spite. And my for all of you out there, my Twitter game's been on point. Please go follow me and like all of my just condescending tweets.
Hold up. You and I have been sniping at FFG for. Okay.
It's been like 48 hours.
Hold up. We'll get into this. I'm going to table this, but.
Okay.
But we have, hold up. It's been more than 48 hours for me. I've been retweeting the exact same
True.
Remember that? It was like 5 days in a row. Okay. We're going to get into this. So Blair went to an actual tournament and did very, very well with our favorite thing in the entire world. Blair, you went to two tournaments. You went to both the Portland System Open and the Seattle Regional. You went with Kalen and Sozin to Seattle, right?
Well, they were both at Portland, too. Okay, I went down with my Canadian friends down to Portland. I don't remember what the hell the planet was, but it was the Portland Open. Took the 7Z. Felt like it had some decent matchups in the meta. It went 6-0, made day two, and my reward for going 6-0 was I had to play Andrew Bunn in the first round. So he had a quick draw with expertise, FCS, and frame title, and then quiz with title push and autos, and then I think Yor with palp, and super close game. I got quiz and quick draw both down to one, and I had 4 Zs left who were all at varying degrees of health, and they called time. So that was unfortunate, especially when I saw what I would have played. It would have been Ghost Fan in top four, which was a matchup I felt really good into, and then it would have been Ray Lowrick in the final, which was a matchup
I felt... That's another one I feel pretty good about.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Still the Z's proved again. You know, it's funny. I don't know. I know why they're good. It's like the ordnance is so good against easy to hit stuff, right? So you're just launching a jillion attack dice at an easy to hit target and you can just nuke it down. And then you've got a swarm after that. But it's still, it's so funny to think that Z95s are good. So how do you sort of feel going? Hold up, I suppose if we can get into your system open. How, just because we haven't heard from Lyle's had some unfortunate business he had to do today. So do you know what he flew? Because he did really well that tournament, didn't he?
Lyle went 4-2 at the Open, mm-hmm. and he flew Ray and a Lothal Rebel, the Sledgehammer Lothal mm-hmm. with SCS and Auto Blaster. And he said Ray carried, but the Ghost just died way too fast. Mm-hmm. So then his friend Gordon, who's also from Portland, ended up winning the whole thing with Ray Lowrick. So then Lyle decided he was going to take that to Seattle, as well as a number of other people. And he ended up doing really well there. He, I don't know what his record was in Swiss.
I thought it was undefeated. And then lost in, and then he won his top, he went, won his top 16 and lost in the top 8.
Yes.
I'm almost positive on this one. I read the Slack.
Yeah, he lost in top 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he like, because he crushed his first round and then mm-hmm. yeah, had some unfortunate like proton bomb crits and things like that.
He got really unlucky in the top in his last match, but he played a mirror in the top 16, which was against like complete 100% mirror against Ryan Moore, who's a local Seattle guy who plays at Meeples with Andrew and Chris and Carson, all them dudes. Mm-hmm. And he'd been running Dengar Bosk for a long time, which so the Ray Lowrick was kind of right in his wheelhouse. And Lyle said he actually felt like Ryan outplayed him in top 16, but he just had the dice. But then, so then of course he fast forward to top 8 and he got super unlucky. Ray had a, would have had a kill shot on Nim, took a blinded from the proton, and then took a damage engine on Ray, and then Lyric would have had a range one shot on Poe when Poe was low on life, and took the direct hit to finish him off. So he got super unlucky with all those crits, but he still went 7-1, so pretty run there for Lyle. I did not have a good
run. You guys traded, right?
Like, we traded.
Well, I think it's, I'll tell you what, I think it's good to see Lyle do well, only because I know that he doesn't get a chance to play as much, but he's, every time he gets his chance to play, it's like Dom. Every time those two guys get an opportunity to play for just a little bit, to get into like the current X-Wing meta, they always kill. And it's just, I think it's really interesting that, again, that he proved that. So props to you, Lyle, if you actually listen to this episode. Anyways, well, because Blair, like, I feel like that you're like a constant, like, murder machine with of bullshit. Sorry.
I'm a constant murder machine of bullshit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's just like, it doesn't matter. Like, everything you fly has, like, has a perfect reasoning to it, but it's also asymmetric reasoning that it works, right? Like, cause 7 Z95s and you're like, well, harpoons are busted, so I'm just going to fly a bunch of them, right? Like, it makes sense, but it's also like you're flying 7 Z95s or whatever. All, like, almost feels like almost every list you do is kind of like that. Yeah.
So this was the 10th formal or higher event I'd gone to, not counting Worlds. And it was the first one I missed the cut at. So that really hurt, but I ran into some bad matchups. I felt like I played, Vancouver BC was, Chris just brings Ghost Fen and just steamrolls everyone. No one brings a counter. Hardly anyone else even brings Ghost Fen. He just absolutely ran over everyone. So then the Portland was like, everyone brought all the hard counters and did well with them. So then that's what I was expecting at Seattle. A bunch of Wookiees, a bunch of Rays. And I take a bye first round, second round, I sit down and it's freaking Miranda Nim. Like,
oh God.
Literally the hardest possible matchup. I get Nim and Miranda both down to 5, and I had 2 Zs range 1 with a focus, one had a tracer, and then another guy was range 2 with a harpoon ready to go. So I can tracer him, fire the harpoon, and then take 3 dice with full mods and I got like a 95% chance to get him, and then I got 5 Z's to clean up Miranda, like a 5 health Miranda, which I can totally do. Well, the guy with the harpoon I knew was going to eat the proton bomb from the trajectory, but I felt like it was a calculated risk, and of course it was a goddamn direct hit. Wow. So I still almost pulled it out. I got Miranda down to like 3 and had like 3 Z's left, and then they called time. So I don't know if that tilted me or if I was just worn out from 3 straight weeks running and playing in these tournaments, but I just didn't really feel like I had it going. But I scrapped my way to 3-2, and I was at like 6, I was in like 34th place going into the last round. So if I won and only lost like 3 Z's, I felt like I might have been able to claw my way in. And I sit down, and it's another freaking Rebel Nim. There were like 4 in the field, and I had to play 2 of them.
And you hit 2 of them.
And yep. He just dumpstered me, so.
Oh, the Rebel Nim, another ship that I one-shotted with the wood chipper, just for example.
I would hope so.
Yeah, one-shotted.
Man, if Nim gets caught in front of that swarm, jeez.
In the final, it was excellent. That day. Yeah, sorry. Just, I forgot that one. But, well, you can do the same thing with your Z's, though, Blair. Like, or am I missing something there? Is it just the bomb?
When he chucks 2 proton bombs and then fires a harpoon, the AoE is like...
Yeah, it's a lot of splash.
I know that I'm biased, and I know no one cares because no one flies swarm, but like, man...
Hey, man, I do! Me!
I know, that's not I just warm. Don't understand.
I would fly 6.
This axe to grind that the designers seem to have about giving AoE such a buff, like, just why? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, things like Whisper was good against swarm, but that was like something that like we didn't really find out until months of playing her. Like, this is like reinforce and trajectory and hard, but you know. Yeah. Like, it's going to be super hard for any kind of a swarm.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, they were designing this stuff when my crack swarm was, like, tearing up the charts in the, like, 3 tournaments it did well in.
They designed this stuff 2 years ago?
Sure, that'll be the excuse they use, it's fine.
I mean, I just want to see Max take any kind of a swarm into Nim one time. And
I mean,
just one do time. We need
to go into the... Yeah, and then tell me that he had a good time afterwards.
Right.
Sure.
Like, was that fun?
Wait. Can I have Advanced Sensors Kylo? I promise it's not better than Whisper.
Turns out 2 whole guys aren't good when your opponent can launch proton bombs at them. I had fun. Flew the 7Zs 3 times. I had a lot of people asking about it. And yeah, if you...
You skew all the metrics. It's fantastic.
What's that?
You skew all the metrics when people look at, like, oh, here's the top 8. Blah, this is really, like, wide and diverse meta. No, Blair was the only one there with 7 ships.
Well, Marcel was saying that to me. Like, I was complaining to him about, like, all the anti-swarm tech they release. And he's like, well, you got top 8, so it's not dead. I'm like, Marcel, I'm, like, literally the only guy on the, like, come on, man.
Yeah. Don't say that I'm the one who skews it. Like, Blair's nuts.
I still feel, I honestly think it's actually, it even matches up even better into stuff now than it did at Fresno. And this list actually got a soft buff since Fresno. And since you guys claim to be such experts on the game, do you guys know why it got a soft buff?
TLT Harpoon? No, that's not it.
You're close.
Something to do with how harpoons activate.
So harpoons trigger.
Oh, you could trigger a harpoon with a tracer.
There you go. So yeah. against the triple. Well, you wouldn't think it matters, but
that matters. That's damage, man.
Because against like usually the way a game like Triple Wookiees goes.
That's interesting.
Is they kill a harpoon Z. Okay, I fire 2, and then they'll hold the Lyric reinforce for when I finally roll a crit on my follow-up shots, and that's when they spend it to dodge it. So the harpoon rarely triggers, and so then I have to eat that double splash. But with a tracer, like
they
can't dodge it because I roll hit eyeball blank.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna target lock all 3. I've got 6 dice to try to get a crit.
Right.
When you got focus and guidance chip, you can just target lock all 3 and gives you a great chance to proc that. So it doesn't seem like it, but in practice, it was actually a pretty big buff, believe it or not, as long in certain matchups.
Sure.
But
yeah, man, sometimes you just want to do one damage, and when you'd rather roll three dice than two.
Well, when you think about the triple Wookiee matchup, like, that's six damage they're taking, and 8 to 10 to 12 damage you're saving. So it's a huge swing. It really is. Like, if I'd had that in Fresno, I've played triple Wookiees twice, and that would have been huge in those matchups if I'd had that. Yeah, playing anything with any kind of mobility is super, super rough. You got no reposition. Yeah. But even with the harpoons, it's like, if you can't get them off, those Zs become very pedestrian very quickly.
Yep.
So I'm over it, but that's my advice to anyone, because I still think it matches up pretty well into a lot of the stuff. So
I don't want to see seven Zs. Like, that's too many arcs for me to deal with. Yep. Like,
it's just too many red dice, man. Like, that.
Well, but, like, yes, it's too many red dice, which have a lot of arcs. Like, if it's five, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can put more red dice on the five, but I'm going to have issues because I can't get the corner when there's seven of them. I can get the corner on four, kind of a deal.
It also takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, right. For sure. It just blocks area.
So, all right. So, should we go into the
topic? And I just don't, I don't play, so. It's fine. I haven't actually been anywhere doing anything.
Oh, actually, I did want to mention this. You want to know what the most fun game I played at the State Fair?
What's that?
This is going to be, like, apocryphal, but I played Parker Guthrie, and it was, like, the most enjoyable game.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, he played, like, some... We were basically the play-in game for the top eight, because we were both two losses, and he had this weirdo Manaru Scumfin quadrumper list that had been doing well. Yeah, it was just weird, like, where he'd, like, cloak and then use the Visago guy to, like, switch in whatever the most useful...
Yeah, and then he just space tug tractor away. He was never shooting.
Yeah, for the most part, unless he needed to shoot. So it was just, it was just like, I'm like, what is happening to me? And then he goes to joust me with Manaru, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. It's only two dice. And then, cause I didn't look at his list, I just heard Manaru.
Yeah, right.
He had the goddamn, punishing one title. I'm like, oh no.
He's got to have those points somewhere.
This is going way differently than I expected. And it was like the only, it wasn't the only close game, but it was the only not annoying close game that I had to play. Cause the other close games were versus Ghost Finn and, the Ferris ship rebels that, Matt Newt's on. I actually think that that's better than when I'm flying for jousting. But I don't want to remember a lot of triggers. So.
Right. I would rather just roll red dice and reroll them as necessary.
Yeah. I just rather roll red dice with mods all the time. Anyway, so let's jump into the main topic. Let's just, like, pour salt all up in this podcast.
I want to throw a shout out real quick to Andrew Knuckles, we've been talking about earlier, because he played down in the New Orleans regional. And he was top four, I think, or top eight. I don't remember which, but I think he was top four with what people are calling Hatchet Man.
Okay. Now,
which is Vendor, the gunboat.
Okay.
With the missile title, a harpoon, push the limit, advanced sensors, and a procket.
I think he actually had advanced torps.
No, he 100% had procket.
Okay.
People were mistaking, thinking he had advanced torps, and some other people have been running that as well. But no, he definitely only had...
So harpoons and prockets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the prockets are there for range one. But yeah, it's a pouch shuttle and then an Inquisitor. And so you're throwing... decently modded harpoons, because you'll have target lock.
He's
right?
Slamming and shooting his missile and reloading and doing all sorts of shenanigans every single round.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's
so
beautiful.
You at minimum have a reload, slam, and target lock as necessary, right? Or if you don't slam and don't have to reload, then you have target lock focus, and then you don't have guidance chips, which are fine because hey, you have Palpatine giving you the crit you need to trigger your harpoon. And when you reload, it reloads both missiles.
Well, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and say that I know for sure that the missiles are better. And I like running the heavy laser cannon right? But I think the missiles are straight up better.
I disagree. I don't think the missiles are strictly better. I think they play very differently because, like, it's much harder to play around your heavy laser cannons than it is, like, a harpoon boat kind of a deal, right?
But that vendor sounds freaking awesome.
Yeah.
You're just launching missiles every single round.
Yeah, just you're dead. And he basically was like, I've got three agility. Right, because that's his vendor's pilot ability. Mm-hmm. He's like, so I take damage every turn, but it takes you three turns to kill me, and that's generally three harpoons into something. And that seems pretty good. Okay,
yeah.
And then he's got Inquisitor to close after that, so I buy it. I mean, so I guess
vendor a vendor Inquisitor Palpatine. Shuttle.
Yeah, it might have been your. I don't recall which what shuttle pilot it was. I don't know how the points work out.
Does Procket work with his ability?
If you have it target locked, yes. So, like, you still have to have a focus. So if you don't spend the target lock the previous turn, or you know you're going to position to where, like, they're just going to be in front of you and you don't need to reload, then you just focus target lock.
But do you get to 5 dice?
No, it's only 4 dice. Yeah. No, it does, because it's vendor's ability doesn't increase your agility. It lets you roll one additional evade die when you have weapons disabled.
That would be the dream.
Yeah, oh, for sure, right. But that's the other side of it is, you also can't shoot the Procket with just a focus token and the title. Like if you have weapons disabled, right? Like the title says you have to have them target locked, regardless of what it takes to shoot the missile. You have to have them target locked.
Oh, well, you'd lock them like the turn before though.
Yeah. So it's when you don't use the target lock is when it comes up. Cause you like with Palp backup and especially on the opening when you probably have a focus target lock, like it's very reasonable to not burn that target lock.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's fun.
Yeah. So, it's a fun ship. I mean, I personally want to see more of it because I blind it twice and then it dies. But hey, like...
I feel like you say that about every ship that's blind twice and dies.
That's Tyler's motto.
No, I can't...
blind it twice and it dies.
I can't blind a ghost twice and kill it, okay? Like, that's...
I'm glad I'm not the only one who's hearing that, player.
It's fine. That's the standard.
Actually, though, Tyler, I see more and more like 2 and 3 ship lists, which
dude, it's 2 ships everywhere. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I bet you you're really stoked about that.
I was, and then like Friday happened.
Wait, what happened?
He didn't get Friday. Worlds.
Oh yeah. Right. Okay, so let's jump into it. So there was an announcement on Friday, the whatever the hell Friday was. Friday the 23rd of February. Matter. Anyways.
Sure.
So FFG announced on Twitter that they were going to tell everybody whether they got in or out. They were going to send an email. I'll get into that in a freaking minute. But they were going to send an email out, saying who got in, who got out. And so who's going to Worlds, right? And, people started getting emails and I think at least on Facebook, it seemed that most people were not getting in as opposed to were getting in. And some people like me were not getting emails at all. I've never been told more times to check my freaking spam folder and I work in tech support. So, it was a little frustrating to not receive an email at all from FFG. But anyway, so most people didn't make it out and not a lot of people, most people didn't make it into Worlds, right? Based on their lottery system. And
no, that's not true. Okay. Like based on like from some of the data we've seen. So things like, the Minox did a poll on their website or on their Facebook group, right? It's something like 60% of the people didn't make it. Like because the poll was like, I applied to get us an X-Wing seat and I didn't get a ticket. I applied to get an X-Wing seat and I got a ticket, or I got a ticket through a reserve seat. And it was overwhelmingly, I applied to get a ticket and did not get one.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that's a biased poll, right? Like people that are upset are more likely to respond to things like that. Because they're going to be online, you know, ranting and whatnot. And that obviously doesn't get the entirety of the community. Like, not everybody in the community is on the Minog Facebook group, or if they're even in the competitive community in that sense. But, yeah.
Yeah, that sort of jives with the response I've gotten with the local players who applied, and I didn't even get an email telling me that I wasn't in. So I'm super angry limbo.
We don't believe you that it wasn't in your spam folder. It's fine though.
I troubleshoot email like.
Did they send you one eventually though?
Really? As a job. Okay. So I didn't get sent an email, and this kind of goes into Tyler and I talking about how we've begun to troll. This is part of the reason why I think I'm not going to ever get in. And I've always had bad luck signing up for this shit, but, so sorry, Blair. Anyways, I've always had problems getting into Worlds, but I didn't even get an email. So I, for something like 3-4 days, just emailed, or not emailed, I tweeted Fantasy Flight and Fantasy Flight Organized Play that I applied to Worlds and didn't receive an email, and I'd like to have an email. Something like that. And I just copied it every single day and sent it to them. And I've been criticizing them since then, and eventually they emailed us, and I hope I had something to do with them at least like manually emailing stuff out, because I know if you're going to send an email, how many people do you think applied for Worlds? How many email addresses do you think applied for Worlds?
I don't know. Like, I don't have a good, you mean total between across all their games?
Yeah, but sure. It's probably a similar mailing list. I mean, it's the same email.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same. Yeah. It's the same list. They all went to the same spot. I mean, I don't know what, like between 1,000 and 1,500, 1,200. Yeah. That seems a lot though. That seems like a lot. My problem is I don't know how big Destiny is. Right. Yeah. Like I don't have a good framework for that. I feel like that's going to jack the numbers up. I'm guessing, like 600 to 800 for X-Wing. But like Armada, low, Imperial Assault, low.
So you're gonna have
other games.
You're gonna have
the LCG super, like 7 people applied for the LCG, whatever.
You're gonna have email failures with that many emails being sent out. Even if it's just an email domain going, yo, you just sent us 50 emails in 13 seconds, like calm it down. And that stuff happens. So I must have been one of those. Anyways, doesn't matter. What does matter is not a lot of people got in. And I
so
feel like
let me walk you through. Let me walk you talked, through Friday.
I feel like this story is pretty freaking familiar because it's been the same freaking story since 2014.
So like, well,
this is a broken freaking record.
So let me talk you through Friday, and then we'll also talk about broken records.
Mm-hmm.
So like Friday, people were like, "Oh hey, I think emails are going out." And like when the system, so let's back up. Like when FFG announced they were going to do a lottery system, they did it for November Worlds, which is the non Star Wars based Worlds, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, like this is a really bad idea.
I think lottery is a good idea.
No, it's terrible. Like I wouldn't, so bad.
There have been so many times that I just wasn't aware that the signups were gonna be done.
Sure,
and like the first one.
But that argument doesn't hold for the lottery either.
Remember 2014? Like 2014, I didn't know that signups were happening, just because I didn't think that it was going to sell out like a goddamn Jay-Z concert, right?
I mean, okay, sure.
Right. So because I figured that they'd meet the goddamn demand.
A bad assumption.
Yeah, at the time, I didn't know that. I didn't quite understand FFG as a company, right? I was I was a sweet.
You were a young.
I was a sweet summer child, right?
Yeah.
Not knowing like what kind of horrible things game companies do. I had only been podcasting for a year, you know.
Right, for sure.
So that year I was like, oh, well, when signups come on, I'll just go and sign up and it'll be great. I'll go. Right. And then it signed and it was sold by like, I had just been told by a buddy of mine who goes to Worlds like, and plays X-Wing with me at work, to sign up. I'm like, that's fine. I got plenty of time, you know, like I'll just sign up tonight. It'll be great. And then it sold out in something like 3-4 hours. And then the next year I was in refresh mode. And then I think finally I got in for, I just got in because I got screwed over by refreshes the next year. I've only had one easy sign up since 2013. And a lottery just go, you just sign up to go to Worlds and then whatever available spaces you maybe get one. I like the lottery. I have no problems
okay.
with it.
So let me explain to you why the lottery is bad. Okay.
I'm listening. I'm right. listening.
So my team and I, so I had like another Tyler that doesn't play X-Wing anymore, and then Will plus, right? Like, mm-hmm. so the other local guys that travel. Mm-hmm. We've had 4+ players every year that they've had a sign-up system, and we have all gotten through no problems. Like, 2 of those years.
Isn't that like an incredibly, in the end, isn't that an incredibly small sample size of
no,
people?
No, but I, yes. so, yes, it is workable, but what I'm saying is if you wanted
thank
to,
you, player.
Like,
I
would be
able to. I vehemently disagree, Tyler. So I tried in 2015 to get in. Did not. I only got in on the very last thing, the third, like the very last, the final round of tickets, whatever they call it. In 2016, they had 3 different days of signups.
Yep.
Ricky and I tried every single day to get in. On the final day, we even crowdsourced it and had Alex trying for Ricky and Lyle trying with me.
Sure.
And we had the world timer up. I remember Lyle going, all right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. We hit F5. The screen immediately goes white. We tried for 45 minutes to get in, and then OP tweeted out, sorry, that's it. And I couldn't get in. That was my 2016 experience.
Yep.
So I'm not in favor. This lottery, the way they did it,
Tyler
had a
Tippett,
ton of issues.
Just like he's the 90th percentile in life. You know, genetic
okay.
90th percentile is the 90th like, percentile in signing up for Worlds.
I know how to fill a form out, Tyler.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a moron, dude.
I just, okay, but what I've, but my argument on that was, like, so in 2016, right, they had 3 separate days. Like, on set 2, like, I missed the first one. I couldn't be at the first one. I'm like, okay, I will be at the second one. And it was, they very specifically went, have auto form, like, fill out complete for your web browser. So, like, I have Google auto complete. Like, I type in T and it just auto completes everything, right? They said, use PayPal, set up PayPal One Touch, and have it linked to a bank account, not a credit card. Mm-hmm. I had all 3 of those things. I mm-hmm. clicked the button, and where everyone got hung up was on processing payment, unless you did the things that they said. And then, like, I was less than 15 seconds in the entire thing, and I had an email back, you're fine. But if you were trying to use a credit card, or you didn't link a bank account, or you didn't have the One Touch on, like, that just put those extra, like, steps in, that's when they hit the point of critical mass and failed.
Oh, sure. Great. So that's also,
but
fair.
I mean, yeah, it's also a bunch of people don't get to get in is the bottom line.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
I mean, just cause I feel like just cause you necessarily are better at teching, computering than other people, I don't feel like that necessarily means you.
Yeah, that's the first qualification for being a world's quality X-Wing player.
Yeah,
it is. Look at the top 16 of last year. There was 15 of us were in IT of some form or another, and then there was like Jaren Foss, who was a random like airplane technician dude. It's like the guy. If you watch those interviews, the guy's like, "Wait, you're what? You do what? That's really cool. Okay, hold on. You need to talk longer. I've been through the 4th programmer in a row." We got bored with that. But I don't know. I saw the lottery system, it, like the initial concept of it, and it was, I knew it was going to be bad. Because like a lottery also sets up a lot of behaviors that they didn't prevent. So if you have a lottery and you have a large open time frame where you can apply for said lottery like a day long, right, which they did, there's nothing stopping you from making 50 email addresses and signing up with 50 names.
So yeah. I thought like, about doing that because
I
have so little faith that they see Richard White or they see the email Kelvin. See, okay, I'm not going to get into my full email because that'd probably be a bad idea. But they, I guarantee, because I've sent some pretty mean emails to them.
Sure.
Let's just say that
you're
I
giving
was,
them
I
you're
was,
giving them way too much credit to like actually like pre-screen your emails.
Yeah, but I was very unkind to Organized Play when they did not give Kansas City a regional and they gave it to either of Team Covenant or Sparta, despite the fact that I still love Sparta and Team Covenant you know, hosts us or, and has been a big friend of us. Either way.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, the best tournament in our region has always been, okay, I got very angry, I'll say.
Sure.
And
I remember you getting angry. It's fine.
And I said some mean things to them. And part of me, I didn't have any faith that I was going to, they must have been flagged as problem child or something. This is a conspiracy theory that I cannot be convinced otherwise of.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's because you're a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't feel like that actually had anything to do with it. I think you were fine, Ricky. But like I said, like, there was a massive number of ways that the system could, A, be abusable and just wasn't properly implemented.
Mm-hmm. But like, you could abuse the old system, too, though, Ty. Like, you could pay a bunch of dudes in India or China to try to sign up for you as well. So, I mean,
just like Alex and Lyle were helping you, right? And try and set up that. Yeah,
sure.
We tried to abuse it.
Yeah, we just tried to abuse it.
Yeah, but okay. But the difference there is like you needed you needed someone actively on. So like, yes, I guess if you want to hire a bunch of people to try to get yourself a seat, I don't care. Mm-hmm. good for you. Like, but if I can just sit there and make 50 free Yahoo email accounts and send that, like, that's stupid.
The also, bottom like, line is that there's a lot of ways to get in, and it, I don't know. It's like,
this is so salty, but we're going to keep going. This is going to get saltier. I love it.
Like,
well, no, like, but like going over the, like, they didn't ask for what, like, there's, I mean, there's so many things that were wrong. They didn't ask for what game you wanted to go for. They just said pick a game.
That is pretty inexcusable, right?
Like, holy crap, is this bad.
Yeah. So another point that I want to bring up is that another thing that's sort of like memeable is this at this point is how much, there's like that FFG dislikes international players due to the fact that the second sign up was basically a no go for international players.
Yeah.
Like flights are doubled in price.
Oh yeah. They'll easily double in price.
Like you've got emergency visas you've got to get, like,
yep.
We're 2 months away. They only announced tickets given out
okay,
2 months prior. So even then, you're looking at increased airfare if you're coming internationally.
Like, I mean, like, so we can go out, we can take the step back and go, like, here are the things they could have done to actually make this appropriate, right? First step is
sign-ups.
Like, okay, it's a truly random lottery. Okay, so the first pass sign-ups is absolutely in Christmas. The next thing you can do is you're like 6 months in advance. Doesn't have to be Christmas, 6 months in advance, right? Mm-hmm. The next thing you do is all like your grace period between when you get your email and when you can actually sign up, so we know how many extra tickets there are, is less than a month. So there are still four months of planning time for all of these people from across the world that want to come. Like there's a whole team from Australia that nobody's coming now, right?
And those guys were like, awesome last year.
Yeah, no, it's like, I mean, that's one of my favorite parts of Worlds is this is where I get to see all of my friends from around the world. Like, you don't get all the European guys flying in for Gen Con. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to make that trip, but they come for Worlds and it's awesome. You get to hang out with all these people. You get to see these people from Brazil, from Italy, from like just all over, right? And there are a lot of really fun guys to hang out with, and ladies. And yeah. And like, that's just not going to happen this year if you're not one of those people that got the reserve seat. Plus there are people that like got a seat that don't know if they want to come now because like they're the only one. Like they want to travel with a team of people or with a group of people. And now they're the only one that gets to come. So like we could have vastly improved on the timeline of everything, right? Like just that system should be better in general. Second is you absolutely should have had to pick a priority game that you wanted to play. And then if there were space for the other games, great.
Because like, they randomized the days that you
signed up. The whole thing is randomized. Yep. Well, that's beside the point. Like, we'll get to that. We'll get to the day that you have to play on later. The fact that like you're playing a game that you...
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yep. So the next thing is like, when you sign up, you could pick one game. You could say, like, here's the rest of the things I wanted to play, because that got filtered by the system they used to have in place. You had to sign up for one game at a time. It wasn't something like you could go in and be like, I want to play these five games. Like, you had to get a ticket for this, then you had to get a ticket for that, right? So I couldn't get a ticket for X-Wing and Netrunner unless I got my X-Wing ticket and then got back through the queue and got my Netrunner ticket and there happened to be an extra one left, mm-hmm. right? Like, so everyone had to go for what they wanted first. So the people that want to come for Imperial Assault that just might happen to play X-Wing because, like, hey, I have some ships and I'm just there. I'm stuck for the week anyway, so I might as well play something. Like, they're not taking a seat from someone that wants to specifically come for X-Wing, right? And this isn't us making hypotheticals. There are legitimately people in the other subreddits for the other games that are going, man, it sucks. I didn't get into Imperial Assault. I didn't get into Destiny, but, like, I got an X-Wing ticket, so I guess I'm going to go so I can see people, and I guess I'll just play X-Wing instead. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, and vice versa. Like, we have people that signed up for X-Wing that, like, got an Imperial Assault seat. Like, okay. Like, I guess I can go play that game, but that's not the game I want to play. And you can't trade those tickets. Like, it's not even like we could have a group thing. The only tickets you can trade are for the same game and just different days. Which brings us to the next point, which is you randomly got assigned a day, right? So there's a huge pool of people that were like, I want to go play X-Wing at Worlds, and they get a ticket, but they get a ticket for Wednesday. And they don't have four vacation days, to travel and then play on Wednesday and then sit around till Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a super big issue. So if they can't find someone that will trade them days, they got, like, a Friday day pass or a Thursday day pass to where they can come, like, they don't get to play. Like, cool. You actually got lucky and made it, but, oh, no, you didn't. You rolled poorly on the 33% chance, and sucks to suck.
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Wait, are we done? No, we're not done.
No. Here's the thing that bothers me is I'm looking through the list of things that are like, come on, man. Come on.
No, we haven't gotten to the best one yet.
It just hurts. Okay.
We haven't gotten to the best one yet.
Sure.
Which is they announce in an FFG article, like, hey, here's when world signups are going to be. And they use my goddamn picture. And not only do they use my picture, they use my picture of when I'm so far done in the top 16 match, like, Mashari just hasn't stepped on my throat yet. Like, that's like, the game's over. There's no chance that I win. That's the picture they use. And then they don't even let me come.
It's the disrespect, man. You've been pretty salty to them on Twitter as well.
Only after. Like I said, there's been a Twitter campaign. Please go follow me, like all my tweets. I've just not been letting them get through with anything.
Yeah, if you want to enjoy some salt on Fantasy Flight's behalf, follow, what's your Twitter?
Starslinger72, same place as everywhere.
So, Tyler, let me ask you this.
At Kelvin1138.
Let's just say, completely hypothetically, they didn't do the lottery, and they did it somehow like they did it last year.
Sure.
Would you still be a salty if you didn't get in?
Probably not. So, okay.
He would still be salty, though. You know it.
I'd be salty.
Because we haven't even gotten to the main reasons that, like, this is messed up.
Well, no. So that actually is a good segue in the sense that, like, if I was one of the 10% that didn't get through the lottery, right? Like, 90% of the players that want to play X-Wing get to go play X-Wing. I'm one of the 10% that doesn't. And that's the ramification of using the lottery. Like, I would be sad, but, like, I wouldn't be this angry, right? I'm angry because it's over half. Like, there's half of the top 16 are not there this year, as of yet. Like, the Tim Hilton's North American top 50, over half of the top 50 are not there. Like, didn't get tickets. Right? This has gone from, like, the World Championship to FFGCon. Like, sure, some people are showing up, but, like, I don't know. There's an asterisk next to the win if you get it.
I think FFGCon's interesting because if they actually turned it into FFGCon and ran it at an actual convention center, none of these would be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the sizing of it. No, really, honestly, what I want is I want them to still be at the game center. I want it to be FFGCon, make it a week long, and anyone that wants to come out and play, and it's a for fun event. And instead of having Coruscant where you have to get invites and whatnot, like, open that invite pool up a little bit bigger. Like, I don't know how you go about doing that, but just open that invite pool. to an easier set, like bigger group of people, basically. And then that becomes Worlds. Like, okay, cool. That's the World Championship.
I agree with you in the sense that I think that whatever they do, they need to expand the player pool dramatically. And they're not, and it doesn't seem like they're doing that. I've heard that the number is going to be 360 this year of total players.
I've seen that number too, like three flights of 120 people. I don't know if that's accurate. We had more than that per flight last year. We had in the 160s to 180s last year, somewhere around that number.
But there was only two flights last year.
Sure. No, I agree. But I'm saying, like, if they add a third flight, I don't know why they would do a reduced flight.
Because they're stupid. That's why. I mean, come on.
No. Hold on. Take a step back.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm hot right now. I'm hot.
No, I know you are. This is, like, I said this on Minoc. I'll say this here again. Like, this, because this is a very important, like, distinction that I don't, like, a lot of people I feel like missed. Like, so we're angry at FFG. Like, and in theory, like, angry at FFG organized play, like the corporation side of it, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm not angry at, like, the individual people that work for OP. Like, I know a lot of them. They know all of us. Like, they're all really good people.
None of these decisions are coming from them. They're just not. Like,
the same thing with the game center.
If they could run their tournament, they would run a bigger tournament.
100%. Yeah, 100%. It's the same thing with, like, the game center. Like, a lot of people have been shitting on the game center recently because, like, oh, it's too small, you can't do the size that needs it. Like, that's all true. That doesn't mean that the people that run the game center, like, they do an amazing job. Like, it really is an amazing spot place. It's really fun. They have good food.
It's a little bit, I think, but it's one of the best game centers in the country. It really is.
And they run it really, really well. Like, they put on a good show, right? It's the fact that we've outgrown anything that you could possibly do in that venue, unless it's literally all Star Wars. And even then,
I'm
not sure.
If it would need to be something like four flights.
Yeah.
At that game center.
Yeah. So, like, I get it. Like, I don't want this to come off as, like, you know, like, oh, these people suck at their job or whatnot. Like, they're very legitimately not being given the resources to do what the community wants.
All right. Well, let me play devil's advocate here. Because I've never ran a business. I won't claim to know how to. But let's say, so you're the CEO. Okay. Yep. You own the game center, so you don't have to pay to renting that out. Let's say, Star Wars Worlds, you net $10,000.
Yep.
So let's say you can pay $5,000 to run out a convention center for a week, and that extra $5,000, I mean, like, we don't know the economics of this. We don't know if they can.
I feel like you could pass. I feel like you could,
money.
Like, okay. You could pass the buck to the players and the extra player
no,
volume.
Like, you could.
I think so, because I'd be. Right. Here's the thing, like, because I don't have a ticket, and it's 75, right? I'd easily pay 100. Okay, because I really want to go to Worlds.
Yeah,
and I am a cheap bastard, right? I do not spend money on things except for things I want, and I want to go to Worlds, and I would easily pay 150 bucks to go to Worlds right now, sure, right? And so,
no, I agree. In the same.
And so, if that's the case, then they could. So, if I'm your average person, right, when it comes to like that sort of like thing, like a hook, they could easily charge more than 75. Maybe they could charge 100.
Yeah, no, they've charged 100 before, and it sold out. Like, I think it was like 2 years ago. It was $100 per, or maybe it was two or three years ago. Mm-hmm. But, like, okay, so I understand the question that you're, or, like, the premise that you're putting up, Blair, on the, like, what's the economics of it. Based on everything that FFG has done as a company, I'm going to go with a very strong, I feel like this, the FFG as a corporation doesn't care. FFG is a company that makes small board games. They fell ass backwards into X-Wing. Their standard operating procedure is buy an IP that has, like, nerd cred, make games under that IP, run those games until they stop selling at a specific rate, and then dump the IP and move on to the next one. Like, they've done it on a lot of different games, which is fine. It's a good system. It works.
So if that's what they've been doing why are we like still so pissed off about it when that's what they've been doing for years?
No, I agree. No, that's kind of what I'm getting at here. Is the reason we're so pissed off is people want that organized play behind it that is like that is that almost more like Magic the Gathering level of organized play or Warhammer 40K, those kinds of things. Those big companies that have vested a lot of money in their organized play systems. Like FFG very legitimately is like, no, we will put out a kit for you to like get to your local store so that people play our game and buy it. And then we will like, I mean, before, like look at, we didn't have a North American national for years. It was, oh, we'll just do it at Gen Con. Like we'll run an event at Gen Con. That's fine. Like we'll, you know, our guys are going to be there anyway, so we might as well just do something. It's no big deal. It doesn't really cost us money. And that's just what they've always done. So like we're expecting more of them. And I don't know if that's a reasonable expectation. And it sucks that I can go like, hey, I don't know if that's a reasonable expectation. Cause a lot of people are going to go like, oh, they're leaving money on the table. And you know, they could have had that much, that's many more. But what we're not looking at is the, for like all of that extra, like, you know, renting a new place, the extra staffing that needs to go into that, right? Those are like employees. Those are like, you know, that's another part-time employee or a full-time employee that has a huge amount of salary behind it, right? And they don't want to invest in that. Like they just, they've shown that they don't want to do that over and over again.
Yeah. They do not like investing in their employees. Whenever I feel like making myself feel good about my job, I go to FFG's Glassdoor.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
But,
So Coruscant is that just X-Wing this year or is it Destiny 2?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay. Because I've heard people say that, like, turn worlds into a con, and then expand the entrance into Alderaan, and make that the quote-unquote worlds. And I I'm kind of thinking that's likely the path they're going to go down.
Whatever expands the player pool, for me, is what they need. Because at this point...
I don't think they do. What they need to do is expand the criteria for what it is to get in.
When you have like,
yeah, there's basically like 60 to 80 people who get a guaranteed seat now, and the rest is just a total crapshoot. Like most people can reasonably only go to one or two regionals a year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get second at one, a top four in another, like
you don't
that's incredible. That's so hard to do, and you don't get to go. So
yeah, I mean that's really the big thing. Elsewhere. Like I'm like, yeah, I went to two regionals this year, right? Like they were both the largest regional in the U.S. when they happened. Like how dare I not win one of those?
Mm. So that to me, I don't think they need to necessarily expand the base.
Man, that makes me so sad. Tyler, you should come to Tulsa with me because it's going to be one of the smallest regionals in
Where's Tulsa?
In Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's such a long drive.
No. Come to Kansas City. We hang out and then we go to Tulsa.
When is this?
2 weeks from now.
What's the drive from your place?
It's going to be like 6 hours. It's not good.
So we'd have to go down Friday then, right?
Yeah, and I'm going Friday.
Well, but you're killing my vacation, man.
Look, I'm not saying anything other than you should
fly
go.
To Tulsa.
You could do that too. Yeah. There you go.
How much are plane tickets to fly to Tulsa?
But yeah, that's. I'm only throwing a little bit of shade when I say that's going to be one of the smallest regionals in the United States.
I mean, is it?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are we talking about?
In the 40s.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious?
Anyway, so I'm going to let you think about that while I talk to Blair about this.
$500 for coach. Fuck. I can't. No, I'm out.
I'd go
to Omaha before I do
that.
Yeah,
you just gotta drive and come get barbecue
with
me.
That's 12 hours! That's 12 hours plus in the car, each way.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be 6 hours to Kansas City, we hang out for a night, then 6 hours again.
And then 14 hours on Sunday, when I have to get back to work?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Dude, I did that on the way home from Fresno, Tyler. We drove home.
But you had
hours.
People driving. You had people with you.
Newt's going to drive to Omaha if you drive to Kansas City. So you,
why would I go to Kansas City to get to Omaha?
No, I mean to Tulsa.
Sure, I would have the first 6 hours back that I could. Sure, that's a terrible idea.
This is a great idea. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I'd go to Detroit.
Smallest regional.
God, yeah, I'd go to Detroit and have to deal with Fildo and all those guys. Wonderful.
Every year, Kansas City goes to Tulsa and drinks Tulsa's milkshake.
Then I wouldn't want to take that from you guys.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad.
Whatever. You would not feel bad at all. He'd be talking about it to everybody.
I am not that person. You are that person, and that is why your team lost in the playoffs to Tennessee.
We're getting way off topic, but I'm not sure they're my team anymore. Anyways, so I don't know. Like, when you have the biggest minis game, I feel like it's your responsibility to take that by the horns and do something with it, especially for me, because it's Star Wars, and I feel like every Star Wars game gets horribly mismanaged in due time. And I just wish that they would take that by the horns, because here's the thing, like, FFG's produced brilliant material and games. But I don't feel like they – I don't know. You said it best, Tyler. I don't feel like that they're a competitive gaming system. But, I mean, was Hasbro before, you know, they got Magic or not? Who did Magic – who originally had Magic? Was it always Hasbro?
Does Hasbro have Magic now?
Yeah.
I thought it was Wizards of the –
It's Wizards of the Coast. They're owned by Hasbro. Sorry. I don't think X-Wing could become that all the way, but I mean, they could be at least supported as well as Games Workshop supports Warhammer 40K. Yeah. Like, sure. Could we just do that? Like, maybe? Like, and they support things like poorly. There's complaints about it all the time, but I would just love.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like I said, they probably could. I firmly believe that
they have the biggest minis game in the world, though.
Yeah, but they don't. But okay, right? No, that's fair, and that is an accurate statement. But that is not what they do as a company. So should they pivot as what they do as a company for this minis game that might not continue to be the biggest in the world, and then have all of the overhead of that, or should they keep doing what makes them profitable?
You're driving me to drink.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, I know what I want, but there's the business person inside of me that's like, why would they change? Like, they have zero reason to change.
Okay. I don't know what else I want to cover on this because I'm dead inside.
No, okay. You know what the sad thing is? Like, I reasonably feel that I will get in through the click my button fast enough because I tech better than other people in this, like, in the game. So I'll get my ticket. I'll go. Like, I'm going either way. Like, my dad got in. It's the first year that he gets to go to Worlds.
That's
like,
nice.
He's going to be there. He gets to see everybody. He's super bummed now that, like...
Is he going to bring the Battletech to me?
You're not going, so, like...
I mind if there's Battletech.
Oh, right? I've already said we're just going to play Guild Ball out in the parking lot. It's going to be great.
No, man.
I'm going to convert extra people to Guild Ball.
If he brings his Battletech, I might go anyways.
Do you understand that, like, the OCX guys, like, Coach, is, like, one of the biggest Battletech people in the country?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, it's his brother that owns all of the, like, Battletech pods that show up at Gen Con every year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're huge into Battletech. Like, that's their main game.
Wow.
X-Wing is the fun other game.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, like, if you wanted Battletech, like, he's going to be there in the outside tailgating, right? Like, out there drinking with the rest of us. And I'm sure we could set up some Alpha Strike games.
That is everything I needed to hear. I'm going to get my face kicked in, and it's going to be glorious.
That's fine.
All right.
I'm already teaching Farmer how to play Guild Ball.
I know you're trying to suck me into that.
Such a good game, man.
All right, so let's get into some happier times and some happier news.
Do we have happier times or happier?
Yeah,
times?
Man, we've got. Okay, this is a perfect transition. We've got the our birthday tournament.
Oh, yeah. Happy fun times.
So, Blair, how are we on the tournament? How many people have signed up? Or, like, do we have any more news on that?
There's about 32 signups right now. And today's the last day. So, probably going to cap it there and then announce round one pairings.
Oh, shit.
Sometime this next...
Well, let's be real. By the time this is released, it's already over. Like, you can't get in.
So, yeah. Do you consider me signed up for that? I still need to submit a list.
Submit two lists.
You better do it tonight, Ricky.
All right, guys. What should my two lists be? One of them is 2A3B. I'm just doing it.
Okay.
So one of them's that.
I mean, I don't know.
Crack Swarm?
That's one of mine. That's not submitted yet. That probably won't get submitted because I don't actually have to.
Hold up. We can do this live, Tyler. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I know what my two lists are if I'm playing.
I think that's right. I think I'm going to do a Crack Swarm with a Vader shuttle, and I'm going to do
sure.
Stash and Dash.
Okay. Horton and Dash.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would do my crack swarm, so two omegas, three blacks, and Hal, all crack.
No, yeah, that's and better. Then, I'm gonna ride with Vader.
It's different. I wouldn't say, but yeah,
Vader's my good luck charm. I found
sure.
Every,
I mean, you could put him in a every, you could put him in a bomber.
Every good tournament, all of the best tournament results I've had have involved Vader.
You can use a Doom Canoe if you want to.
I'm listening. I'm interested. Yeah. Could.
But then and Jack's Juke Defenders will be my.
Everyone's saying Defenders is going to be the best.
Yeah. I mean, I think, that's why I'm bringing Jax, right? Like, granted, then I won't actually, like, put, like, I won't actually, I feel like with the Defender nerf, or with the X7 nerf, I can beat Trip Defenders with a Crack Swarm. But I'm apparently the only person that believes that, so.
Blair, are you willing to give the two that you're going to fly? Since it's going to be released, so.
Yeah, I'm flying my world's list from 2015. The two B-Wings, Stresshog, Tala, and a Proto. And then my second list is going to be good old-fashioned Brobots.
That's which version? PTL, Glittercrack?
No, Predator, Advanced Sensors.
So the asymmetric, Mangler and Heavy Laser?
Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
Dom's version of Brobots, put it that way.
Dom had double HLC, and one of them didn't have auto thruster.
Oh, okay, fair. I was like, where'd you get the points for it? But yeah, okay.
But yeah, looks good. Looks like a good mix. There's definitely a lot of Defenders, both titles, and a lot of Brobots, a lot of Crack Swarms, a lot of Palp Aces.
Wait, there's a lot of Crack Swarms? Oh man, now I have to just play my Crack Swarm into everybody. Be like, let's go. I've played this match a bunch. Have you?
So, yeah, should be a fun time.
All right, so I was thinking about what we should do to celebrate 4 years, and so what I'm thinking about doing is stealing a live a YouTube live channel or a Google Hangouts that we record and like put on YouTube or something. But basically, we all. get as much alcohol as possible. And
so basically, we're just going to join OCX on a Wednesday night and take it over. Because that seems like the most pirate thing to do. Follow us on Twitter. We'll tell you when we're just going to invade OCX and we'll go drink with them.
Oh my God. So, Tyler, this is a good idea. Here's why.
I mean, it's not a good idea.
No. We literally just go and raid their podcast, and that's our birthday podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
And literally, we just tell everybody, "Hey, we're raiding them. Get drunk. This is our podcast now. Look at me. Like, come on. Like, literally,
good idea.
Literally pirating another podcast for our birthday. That's amazing." Yeah. You know, they don't care. I mean, we've already done it once before.
Oh, they'll be right there with us.
We've done it once before. This is a good idea. I'm going to keep this down because I like that.
Oh, I almost did it last night. I just was busy with other shit.
Blair, what do you think about that?
It's foolproof.
Let's go wrong.
All right. Well, you didn't tell me no, so no.
Well, yeah, Lyle's the only one that would tell you no, and he's currently busy. So, hey, we can do what we want. The kids are in charge.
I'm going to move forward.
X-Wing's dad is away.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Really excited to celebrate. Like, I never thought that this podcast would go even 6 months. And,
oh, Ricky, trust me, no one else did either.
And it's gone 4 years. And, like, we won best podcast last year. How
we are the cockroach of podcasts.
Just never die. We're always around. The cockroach of podcasts. That's exactly right.
You only did 3 episodes in, like, the first 6 months, Ricky, so that's really setting the bar pretty low. If you didn't think you'd even get 3 in.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you never, when I initially did it, it was like some dude that I just happened to meet I talked to Froggies a lot, but I mean, I didn't necessarily know Froggies other than like 3 days at a tournament. And he asked, Greg and I, if we wanted to do a podcast, cause my buddy Greg and I do nothing but make fun of each other. And so that's funny. And we do it in public, so it makes it, you know, shameless. So we just did that. And then, I don't know, we just kept... the funny thing is that, like, that was what Froggies wanted to do, is he always wanted to make it where we podcasted when we wanted to, and we didn't podcast on the schedule, which now we podcast on the schedule, right? So that went funny. Well, the second he was gone, that went out the window. And Lyle's like, let's do this on a schedule. And, of course, Lyle said, let's do this on a schedule.
X-Wing Dad showed up and was like, hey, let's be real people.
Yeah, let's do this. So, I don't know. It's been kind of funny. But I never thought I was going to podcast for 4 years. That's just so weird. Anyways.
Let's be real, Ricky. Have you ever thought you were going to do anything for 4 years?
Yeah.
And that's not a dig specifically.
No,
don't either.
When I decided I was going to ask my wife to marry me, I decided that I was going to be with her for as long as she was going to have me. So
that's fair.
That's about it, though.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I'm surprised where I'm even still playing X-Wing this far, like after,
you know, me too, actually. That's a really good point. Like, me too. So yeah, I don't know. Like, that's just wild. It's wild to think about that. Cause this is literally about the time we recorded 4 years ago. So I'm not necessarily on the birthday have the party, but anyways, weird. I mean, how long
have Pirates, we'll decide when our birthday is.
Tyler, how long have you been on the cast? What, 2 years now?
No.
A year and a half?
3/4.
I've only been on about a little over 2 years.
Yeah, so I joined like July or August of 2016. It was before 2016 Worlds. I just don't remember how or much before.
Yeah, but yeah. We had you on a year before that with Biophysical to do the...
Yeah. The Defender talk. Back when they originally talked about releasing the Defender titles, and everyone was like, Ty D is going to break the game! And I was like, no, you're all idiots. X7 is going to be amazing.
This is funny.
And then I was vindicated.
But Blair, we got on because Lyle's like, you should have Blair on. He's really, really good. And then... Then Thera said, you should have Blair on. He's really good. I'm like, okay, let's do this. And
like, eventually you had to listen to him, Ricky. It took a lot of convincing, but eventually you had
it
to
was it, okay, let me just go ahead and say that it wasn't convincing. It was like laziness or me just being like single-minded wanting to talk about something. But yeah, I mean,
I was on a couple times for like TC Aces casts, mm-hmm. and then, like we did the TC Aces draft tournament. So like I was randomly the captain of that team for some reason, or not the captain. No, I wasn't. I wasn't the captain of that team. Dom was the captain, but he couldn't actually do the draft. So I did the draft and then we came on for one of the shows.
I miss the Aces League. I loved
that. Dude, I do too. That would actually get me back to playing Vassal regularly.
The Aces League was freaking awesome.
Oh, well.
Maybe I'd do that again. I'm always, like, putting my stuff... I put my hand in, like, fires that I can't...
Too many cookie jars.
Yeah, like, I just can't... I have a problem saying yes to too many projects. Like, I'm in, like, 3 role-playing games. Why am I doing that?
Right.
Blair, what is your favorite thing that we've done as a podcast?
Ooh. Putting me on the spot.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's like an hour and 20 minutes in, and I'm like firing stuff at you, but I'm just curious. I mean, we're recording, so you can edit this all out, but man. I mean, if this is bad, this is bad content, but I mean, I'm just curious at this point. Like,
I've loved the Vassal casts. Like, back in the day when we would get the huge Vassal tournaments with the Galactic Cup.
Yep.
And we would do the top four. I still remember we had the play-in tournament for TC Aces 2, and Juan and BMF played in the semifinals. And that was such an awesome game. And Juan had Miranda with an ion bomb, and he was going against BMF's list, which was basically Nathan ID's 2015 Worlds list. Mm-hmm. And he ion bombed the Proto, Corrin, and Poe all with the same ion bomb. It was like the greatest bomb. And that Dom, Lyle, and I did that game, and it was an absolutely awesome game. So we've definitely doing the Vassal cast has been fun times. I've enjoyed that.
Tyler, what's your favorite thing we've done?
Man, I think it's generally when we're like actually all together. So like the different events where we've been at Worlds, or we've been at, you know, there's a group of us or whatnot, where like the first podcast party thing that happened, just like, I don't know, all of us hanging out in person for a change instead of just online,
mm-hmm.
which it sounds like we're all going to be at Gen Con this year. So work over Lyle.
I think they're saying
Lyle's in.
If I don't go to Worlds, I know I can do one. Right. And I can maybe do two, but I know I can do one. man, my favorite thing that we've done, I really liked the Aces League.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I've never felt more vindicated in a league when like I got like relegated out on some just jank plays that happened, where I was super frustrating, and I lost so many super close games, and then the next I got back in, and then was top four.
The fact that like Lyle came up with excuses for me to continue playing in that league was adorable. But like I think you had
close games.
I had a,
you had like the tie with Fever.
Yeah,
that was a crazy game.
I had a lot of really close games, and then I had a lot of really funny wins. I beat Paul with like an 8 tie swarm on one of those. Like, I knew he was gonna do a Falcon and something, and I was like, fuck it, 8 ties. Just deal with this. Let's just deal with this. And I think I won that one. That was one of my wins against him, because I'm famously 503 games.
There you go.
Yeah.
503
yeah.
games.
I'm 1-1-1.
Oh, 1-1-1.
Yeah, I'm 1-1-1.
God. Mm-hmm. That was the coming out party for the 5-ship Rebel. I'd been like keeping it under wraps for like 2 months, and then season 2 dropped, and I ran it the first 2 weeks, and I beat Lyle and Paul with it, and then still no one cared.
Oh man! Well, all right.
God, I missed that league. Yeah, there was a lot of really good games. Like they were, it was like every week those games were good, right? Like,
because every week we would force everybody to play.
But it was also like everyone that was playing was like all super high like caliber. So it was just like, man, no, I want to watch that one. Ah, crap. No, we have to go watch that game now. Mm-hmm. I pulled a Phantom list out of your nightmares and made you deal with it.
Did you run 3 or 4?
I ran 3. Oh, no, no. Because 4, you just have 4 Sigmas. Mm-hmm. I ran 2 Sigmas and like a full on Whisper.
Mm. God, that's so mean. You know, I run, although I'll tell you what, like, occasionally I'll run Sigmas just to, like, mess with people.
Oh, dude, Sigmas are really good.
Yeah, just like when someone's, like, when someone needs massive disrespect, I'll pull a Sigma out and be like, this is what you're going to get. You deserve this. Like,
yeah, nobody knows. Yeah, people just don't understand what it's going to do because you don't see it on the board that much. And they forget that it's an X-Wing with a 4 attack dice gun.
that
that looks, has, you know, focus of a, well, sure, but even like the cloaking aspect of it is just the initial engage and getting that extra evade token. Mm. Like that's really all it's there for, or disengage, right?
Yeah, I do like it with Stygium. Those are good.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Stygium SEX 29 points. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. Anyways, so we're gonna like get way off topic. I just kind of got nostalgic there for a second. All right, so we're gonna get like more of this stuff on the hangout party or the pirate raid, where we're gonna get drunk and talk about our podcast on somebody else's podcast, I guess. I'm good. Do we have any other shout outs we want to do before we're done?
I don't know about a shout out, but there's like, so you guys know I live out in the boonies, and there is a town kind of close by to me that's about the same size as my town that just got a new game store, and apparently there's going to be an X-Wing tournament there this Saturday. So
nice.
Man, are you going to show up?
How do you,
and it's going to be a bunch of locals that don't know you?
Yeah, he'll just play like the jankiest list he can think of, and then you know, he's going to sandbag himself.
So
put Horton Som on a list, Blair.
Andrew Bunn was like trying to get me to like pick up Paratani.
Imagine that.
I'm kind of thinking I might actually do it. So
okay, when you say there's a town next to you that's local, like, so are you expecting like all your locals from that town to go, or are you the local in your town? There's nobody else. You have to travel like to
more. So that's another thing that's interesting is like a year ago at this one store I like to go to, it's like an hour away. The guys there told me that like a month earlier, a bunch of guys from my town had showed up, and I had never heard of like any of them. So I was like, huh, okay. They said there was like three or four of them. And so then at the regionals, I met a group of like three guys from my town. And I don't think they knew. This is going to sound like really arrogant, but I don't think they knew like who I was.
They don't know who you are.
But I told them my name, and I was like, add me on Facebook, and they still haven't. So now I think I lost them again, because I didn't get their names, because I was sure. Busy playing. But
right.
So that was, but no, it's, I don't know who's going to be there, because it's not where, because yeah, everyone that I know either lives up in Vancouver, BC, or down in Seattle, which are like hour and a half drives. Right.
And they're
me,
not
going to
come for like a store kit thing or stuff like that.
No, especially after they just had a bunch of big tournaments in a row. Right. So
that's
I'm just going to go just to support the local scene.
You support, yeah. You're just going to go steal a bunch of kids' lunch money. It's fine.
For the record, Blair, that's what I did. That's what I did with the store that opened up in downtown Kansas City. Because there's a ton of stores in Kansas City, but they're all in the suburbs. And I mean, I can. It's more like I can drive out there, but. This sounds so terrible considering, like, you gotta travel so far. But, like, I just, like, I only have one car. I often didn't have a car before the baby, right? So it's not as big a deal now. But before the baby, I had to hitch a ride out to any weekly tournament or weekly anything. And so it's so nice to have a game store that you can actually kind of semi-easily get to. To play X-Wing. Mm-hmm. It's so much more fun to play when you're just playing with people and it's on a table and I don't know, you're just interacting with people and making friends. It's the one thing that sucks about Vassal is you kind of get that, but you don't get it as much.
Yeah.
But you get really good practice in. So I don't know. So that's good. So why don't we wrap this up then? Great transition, me.
yeah.
Four.
Good job, Ricky.
Yeah, I nailed it. All right, so four. Blair.
Sorry for the saltiness level of this cast.
You know, I actually
extreme
I
lack
bad.
Of actual content. It's
I
fine.
I feel bad, but I just, I'm still so mad. I'm going to troll them until I get a freaking ticket, or I'm going to win. I'm going to freaking win this tournament.
Yeah, see, this is why I can't go to Omaha or Tulsa, because you have to win one of those, Ricky.
Oh,
and I would feel bad taking
God,
it from you.
But I'm feeling myself right now.
Yeah, you're on a run.
All right, so for Blair Bunky, better known as Scruffy, for Tyler Tippett, better known as Starslinger72, I'm your host, Richard White, better known as Kelvin Tiberius. Thank you, Galactic Colonet, and good hunting.